Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'll see what he does for actual Valentine's Day, because there has been a Moonpig parcel sat on the dining room table for the last 5 days. He's not even tried to hide it, so.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you're the type of person who eats all the pancakes that went wrong because you just don't do waste, this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Happy pancake day.
Woohoo!
Which was 2 days ago. Producer Paul is also here.
Hi, can't eat pancakes.
Oh.
Celiac.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, don't even look at him. Let's get our first update from Victoria.
So last week at recording, I was really, really annoyed because I'd put on 2 pounds, which wasn't justified at all. I'd had a really, really good week. Looking back, I definitely think it was Star Week bloat, 100%. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that for the next couple of weeks. This year we know is target year, and I'm also focusing on mini targets and non-scale victories. Obviously, we all love to share them and celebrate them. Now, for me personally, I have been meaning to go and get a proper bra fitting because pregnancy and breastfeeding has ruined the girls. So I did that yesterday and it was game changing. I felt so much better as soon as I put the new one on, and I looked a lot slimmer as well because I had a proper fitting bra. It just kind of pulled me in the right places, and I had more of a shape than I had had before. So this is a reminder that if you are thinking about doing it, please go and do it. It will literally make you feel £1 million. But it is a really bad week to be a dieter, because pancake day, I'm not going to make slimming friendly pancakes. I'm going to go all out, because you just have to, don't you?
Of course you do.
Do you?
Yeah, of course you
well,
do.
Well, where's your commitment, girl? Firstly,
yes.
Let's talk about the breasts.
Producer Paul's face.
Question.
Okay, yes. Trying to keep my eyes up.
Have you washed any of the new bras yet? Because I
why?
Yeah, what's
well, because
that?
I always find after one wash, not quite as pert as they were the first wearing of,
no, I've
of
not
new bra.
Washed it yet.
Okay. Oh.
Great, thanks for that.
I actually have got experience with this as
thank
the
you,
person who does the washing in our house. My wife has like a little bag, like mm-hmm. drawstring
oh,
bag that you put
goes,
the bra in.
That's for the delicates, isn't it? Like your little delicate underwear. I mean,
your
I smalls. Don't know what they are anymore. But
yeah, but does that make the bra stay nice?
Or yeah, well, she tells me I've got to do it or I get shouted at.
Okay.
So I assume it's really
gosh,
important.
Okay. I need to get a little bra bag then.
Well,
I've got time because I've not washed it yet.
Can
so.
I just say, bra, look, breasts look lovely.
Thank you. Thanks.
I don't know what else to say. But
what
can
are you doing
we,
with your hands?
But can we...
I'm just showing.
Look, that's where
oops.
It's pulling up.
Yeah,
that's
it is, look.
Showing.
See?
Oh, bloody hell. Okay, I didn't expect that today. When you've had one wash of it, though,
okay,
really have another look and see.
Well, thank you, because I've been really confident and feeling really good about myself.
Yeah, but keep going.
And now you've basically said, well, when you wash it, you're going to look like shit again.
Yeah, but that when you buy a neon like you do, it won't fade for a while.
God, don't be so ridiculous.
Doesn't it make a difference?
Oh, yeah. In fact...
Plus, that PVC one you bought, it'll be wiped
okay,
clean.
Paul, calm.
Stay calm. Rain it in. as soon as I put it on, looked at myself, I thought, yes, I look good. Mm. And even the lady who did it said, oh, you've lost half a stone. Oh, I was like, wow. Thank you. Are you trying to say that I need to lose half a stone?
No, she was
No, she said, yes, you
it
look
makes
very nice.
Such a
it
difference.
Does. It just made me feel a lot better. And I do definitely feel like I'm, what's the posture? That's it. I feel like my posture's a bit more upright. I don't know
seen
if that makes sense.
Pictures of me and videos of me in certain clothes where I thought, oh, I didn't know they were that low.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I didn't realise they were that
really
low.
Really sold a story. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely recommend anybody go and do it. Like, you will feel better for doing it and you will look slimmer.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. You don't have to diet and you still look slimmer just by getting a proper bra.
That's fitting. Why you're having a load of pancakes.
Yeah.
Because new bra means you can eat what you want, apparently. pancakes.
Yeah.
Talk me through what's happening.
So I'm cheating a little bit. I have actually bought ready-made pancakes.
Fucking
I know, the American style ones from Aldi. I've not had them yet, but they look bloody good. So I'm going to wait for the other half.
Do you like a thin one, a crepe?
I do usually, but I just saw these and I thought just loads of golden syrup just drip. I could see it. I could picture it. Mm. So I thought I've got to get them for that.
I did the Slimming World version.
Well, shit then.
Which was... I don't know if it is Slimming World version.
Water?
It was a bit of air, a bit of dust. It was a banana and an egg whizzed up in the Nutribullet. That makes your pancake mixture. You get banana-flavoured pancakes.
Yeah, I mean, nice.
Nice, they are nice.
But that's not a pancake day pancake,
no,
though.
But I've decided, I had it the day before pancake day.
Okay.
Tonight, which when we record this, it is pancake day.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the cinema. And right. So I'm going to try and stay away from pancakes.
Oh, you can.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm fucking committed to my diet, Victoria.
Okay.
Unlike your good self.
But not just pancake day, though. It's Valentine's Day as well.
Yeah.
All the chocolate.
Also a time for...
And, yeah, what? All for the time for what?
Dieting, I was going to say. Sure. Eating healthy.
Body magic.
Sure.
Maybe, maybe.
Bit of body magic, of course. Of course.
That new bra hitting the floor.
Oh, I'm a new woman with this new bra. Yeah, we're going out for dinner, actually. Fella has organised for Grandma to come and babysit. I thought,
wow.
Oh, bloody hell.
How lovely.
Yeah, how lovely. But he's booked it for Thursday because he left it that late that all the tables had gone.
Also, that doesn't matter, though. Cheaper.
Day. Do you think so?
Definitely cheaper Thursday.
I mean,
to go out.
I don't really want a set menu, so I mean, I suppose at least I avoid that.
Yeah. I think he's doing good. You've got a kid now, you've got to save your dollar.
His love for you is so great, it can't be contained to one day, Victoria.
Okay. Well, we'll see what he does for actual Valentine's Day, because there has been a Moonpig parcel sat on the dining room table for the last 5 days. He's not even tried to hide it, so I know where it's come from.
I know what you're getting.
Oh,
a mug and a card.
Yes.
And did you get on the scales this week?
I did get on the scales. So fuming about last week's gain. Hormones raging. I think listening back to that episode, fuming. But there is definitely something in it because I am 3 pounds lighter this week.
Wow.
And I've not changed any of my diet. I've eaten the exact same as last week. Nothing has changed. So
wow.
I'm saying that's a whoosh.
It's that's a not really
mini,
a thing.
I'm going to say it's a mini wash.
Yeah, mini wash.
Give you a mini wash for
have
that.
A mini wash. Yeah, so I'm pleased with that. That's fine. So I don't necessarily think it's justified, £3, but I don't think last week's gain was justified either. Mm. So I think I'm on a level playing field now.
Yes.
So yeah, I feel all right. Yeah, it's good.
£3 is amazing.
Yeah, I feel all right.
I don't know the last time I lost £3, so let's not check, Paul. Well done, darling.
Thank you.
And your breasts look great.
Thank you.
Okay, before the excuse of the week this week, we're going to do a bit of a flashback to last week.
Okay.
Because we saw the arrival of Niall the Pile.
Oh, no.
I've got an excuse of the week, and I don't think it's been heard before.
Okay.
I've got a pile.
Oh, come on.
I spent...
Hold on. Do we want to read the rest of this?
Yeah. I spent 8.5 hours in primary care because it was bleeding so badly.
Oh, this is getting worse.
I was not allowed to eat in case I needed surgery
Shit.
On it. Then the doctor said, it's not actually bleeding that bad. After all, after he went in dry with his finger.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
This is gross.
I was traumatised. What was called for afterwards was a large Big Mac meal, triple cheeseburger, 10 nuggets with curry sauce and a milkshake.
Mm.
That's how traumatised he was with the finger incident. I only put on a pound.
Wow.
Obviously, Niall the Pile weighed a pound.
Niall the Pile. I'm still haunted. Okay. I'm still haunted.
I mean, there has been talk of Niall the Powell sticker.
Oh, God.
No chance.
No, only one person wants that.
Okay. Liam Bastable, who is the owner of Niall the Pile, has messaged back.
Okay.
And he says this, I can confirm Niall the Pile has gone.
Oh, lovely news. Thank you.
Yes, I had the massive Mackies, but to add to the certain weight gain, I couldn't go to the gym with that sticking out of my arse.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised I didn't eat more crap to get over the ordeal of that bloke going in dry.
Okay.
So we've had a repetition of that beautiful sentence.
Yeah.
However, all is good.
Great.
Niall is no more. For the time being, because I've heard that they do like to come and visit.
Do you know what? I really could have done with not having an update on that.
Yeah. Shall we say this is the end of the Niall the Pile story arc on this podcast? There won't be any updates.
Only Niall knows whether he'll be making an appearance again.
Oh, my God.
Should we do an excuse for this week? Okay.
Okay.
Victoria.
So, Kerry says, as an ex-consultant, I heard lots of excuses.
Okay.
But I once had a lady who had put on 2 pounds because of the scone that she'd had. She also blamed her bad feet a lot
feet and one scone.
Yep,
yeah?
£2.
Sure.
£2.
Well, when I was pregnant, my feet swelled up that much that I went up 2 shoe sizes.
And really? That is evidence.
Cool.
Yeah. 4 stone I put on, guys, and it was all water, but let me tell you.
Fake sympathy from Paul. Oh,
I only came prepared to talk about your bra size today.
We can carry on talking about it, not a problem.
All right, keep your excuses coming in. You could be featured in a future episode. We do have more for you than this episode as well, of course. Over 170 bonus episodes called Extra Portions. If you sign up to our Patreon page, they're all on there. If you missed this week's Extra Portions, you missed one of the best stories we've ever heard. And that was from Lindsay. When I was younger, I decided to turn up at my then boyfriend's house in just a mid-calf length winter coat with some sexy underwear and stockings underneath. I was also wearing heels.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely visuals, darling, lovely visuals. At the time, neither me or my boyfriend could drive. So I had to get the bus to his house.
Yeah. Oh, to be young and dedicated.
The sexiest of all the transport.
Anyway, it was a cold night, but I got on the bus with my gear on and my weekend bag. All was well. And as the bus set off, it had started to snow lightly.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, it got heavier and heavier.
Oh, no.
Until halfway there, the bus driver pulled over outside the Greggs factory and said he couldn't go any further as the snow was now too bad. I got off the bus and waited a bit, but it was clear that no other bus was coming. In the end, I had to walk the rest of the way in my underwear in a blizzard. By the time I got to my boyfriend's door, I was frozen stiff and blue, and he had to put me in the bath to warm me up. Hashtag fail. This is the sort of stuff you're missing if you don't sign up to Extra Portions. And addition to that story, we had Lindsay on our radio show.
Oh, did you?
And addition to that is that she was in all the gear underneath the coat.
Yeah.
But because she lived with her parents, she didn't want them to realise. So she walked to the bus station and got changed into the gear in the bus station loo.
No!
God! Oh. Just to make that story even
Bless
more perfect.
Her.
Even more perfect.
Oh, I love it.
If you want stories like that, you need to sign up to Extra Portions and our Patreon, of course. If you join in February, you'll get a free NSV sticker and you also get access, of course, to your weight loss certificates. There's a special gain certificate if you've had a good holiday. And there's a £100 draw each month as well, spot prizes as well. Let's do a few congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to Kate Bowler, Trish Ainscough and Amy Perkins on your half stone loss.
Woo!
And then Terry Scarborough on your 1 stone. You lose more weight if you're a Patreon member.
This
it's a fact.
This is a fact. We've just read out names. They can quantify that. If you want to join this month for the new NSV sticker, it is just £4 a month. Just search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com /secretslimpod. Right, before we move on to our next update, let's get some of your success stories.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Jane Fontaine says, I went on a 7-night all-inclusive holiday to Egypt a couple of weeks ago and only put on a pound.
Success.
That was largely down to the bloody awful food. And alcohol.
Oh.
Thank goodness for duty free. However, in the last week since I came back, I've done 3 MAD, CC and MOMS. So that's 3 diets.
Wow.
And had a 6-pound loss.
Loss by combining 3 of our stupid diets.
Not stupid.
3 of our diets.
Yeah. I think there's just one stupid, though, in that one.
Which one, Paul's?
Yeah.
Just eat 3 meals. Three meals a day.
Sarah James says this. After moving house in January and deciding to fuck it till Feb, I am happy to report a 3-pound loss this week. I'm so happy with this loss as I didn't follow any plan.
Oh,
I just tried to make better choices, which actually included pizza, Mackey's, breakfast wrap and chocolate. I think I'd better stick to some sort of plan this week, though, so it doesn't come back and bite me on the bum.
That is good going.
Yeah, it is good going, but we know from experience.
It will come and bite you on
the
bum.
You've got away with it, girl, but let's rein it in.
Holly says, somehow I've been a slimming angel this year and have lost 7.5 pounds as of this morning. Obviously, I celebrated with a weigh day chippy and I'm out for an Italian tomorrow. Please can I get a half stone certificate before my slimming devil fully kicks in?
Nice.
I may also be asking for relationship advice soon, as my husband just asked, would you wear Vimto perfume?
Okay. Okay.
Vimto perfume?
Okay. 4 days prior to Valentine's Day.
Get rid of him.
Vimto as in the drink?
Well, yeah. I think so.
Smell like your husband's favourite drink for Valentine.
Vimto. I mean, it's not an offensive smell, is it?
I don't know what's your favourite smell, food-wise?
Tango.
You'd go tango.
No, I'm just thinking of other fizzy drinks.
I like vanilla as a scent. So anything vanilla-y.
Yeah, but that's nice for perfume.
Yeah.
Fucking Vimto.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't think it's it's just a fruity smell, isn't it?
You'd have all the fucking wasps around you.
You can get fruity perfumes, can't you?
Are we sure that Vimto perfume is a perfume and it's not just Vimto in a spray?
I think it's Vimto.
I don't think you can actually get a Vimto perfume. That would be ridiculous.
They are advertising it, I've looked.
Are you joking?
But I don't know if they're taking the piss. Honestly,
it's not April 1st yet, though.
That's what I mean. I look at Twitter sometimes and I often check the date because I don't believe fucking half the stuff on there.
Anyway, I'm going to have to look into this now.
Anyway, divorce. Anonymous has said, I listened to the podcast about Joe and shapewear. We're still on about bloody shapewear.
Get a new bra, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Changes you.
I thought this might help you and also repulse producer
great.
Paul.
Oh, great.
So double whammy here. I've just had a lovely shower and the usual bush trim.
Oh, come on.
As it's way day. As I caught sight of my reflection, I realised that due to gravity pulling down my large, cumbersome 36 H's to my waist, my face and collarbones look epic.
Great.
So I would highly recommend taking your bra off for portrait photos only. I think the negatives outweigh the positives on a full shot with them hanging lower than an old man's balls.
So basically, what she's saying is the boobs pulling down pulls your face down and is more slimline.
Yeah. So you've got to take it from, I guess, top of chest up.
Yeah.
She sent a photo of the décolletage area.
Did she?
She's not suggesting your Instagram profile pic is you topless.
No, I don't think that's what she's suggesting.
Sure.
Although, again, she looked great.
Great.
I mean, I'm sure she would have looked great with a bra on. Let's move on.
We've only got evidence of one, though.
So. That is so true.
I love how she actually sent a photo of that.
And I was like, yeah, it's really pulling shit down here. It's good. She knows what she's doing.
It's so balanced, this show, isn't it? We've had pro bra talk, we've had anti bra talk.
On off.
I mean, it's very on brand for Valentine's this week, isn't it? Nicola Jones says, who needs some dieting advice? Menopause tablets.
Oh, okay.
I have to take them at night as they have a slight sedative in them.
Ooh.
But I can't eat 2 hours before taking them as they need to be taken on an empty stomach. So I have literally got to choose between sleeping and eating. No more snacks after 7:30 p.m. Evenings are ruined.
I always look at advice like that and go, does it though?
Why? What do you mean?
Like, eat on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I think it's just more effective when your stomach's empty, isn't it?
I'd try both ways. I mean, guys, I've said it before, I'm not a doctor. So you do you, thanks. And thank great. You for your advice. You, Lee Faye Kathleen says, I have just put my No Shaming Again sticker on my CC group folder, and my leader and another leader both said that they love this podcast.
Amazing.
Shout out to the Way Better Together crew.
Yeah.
I love it nice. When we infiltrate groups. Yeah, me love too. It.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shaming Again sticker. And remember, as always, if you are a Patreon member, you can choose which sticker you get if we read you out. You just have to get in touch with your name and address. Contact us on any of our socials. We're at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. We're there as well. Loads of chat on there. We will see you on there.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, time for our next update.
Fucking hell, I better have lost something. The sacrifices I have made, although, of course, I was in London on Wednesday, which did involve wine Woo. And a few sandwiches. But come on, the rest of the week, oh my God. So went to McDonald's today. I sat and had a latte, which I sinned the frickin' milk for. And then I came home and cooked myself a chicken salad. Ooh. And then, 40, I had a Muller Light and a chopped up apple. Come on, weight loss. Something. Just give me something. Anyway, still not rejoined a gym. Didn't have time last week. Busy, busy. This week, Monday, Slimming World. Tuesday, recording the podcast. Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Thursday, nails. Friday, having the grey dyed out of my hair. Sounds like excuses, but where the hell am I fitting this new gym in?
Ask yourself
can
that.
I just say, you know, what when you started talking about your dinner and you said 40, I thought you were going to say that you'd had 40 of something. It really sounded like, so you had your salad or whatever, like, and then 40. Oh, 40 what, Joe? What have you had?
I think I've been...
You did not eat enough that day.
Thank you.
No, but that's not a good thing.
Oh.
So you had your latte... You had your apple
yeah.
and your salad, chicken salad.
Oh, this was on the McDonald's day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but when I got home, I had a chicken salad. I'd had my porridge for brekkie, okay. obviously, chicken salad for lunch, and then my tea was, an apple and Muller Light.
I know, Jared, and I had a load of green tea, which we know has a laxative effect.
Did it?
Yeah, ish. Sorry, Paul.
All right.
Okay,
well,
sorry.
You just know these things. It's important.
I think I've had a good week.
Okay, good.
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. And you know when I sacrificed those donuts that
time? Oh, I'm still really annoyed
Thank
for you.
Thank you. And it didn't plan out.
Mm.
Well, guess what?
What?
Some shit's happened.
What?
Because it's not fucking planned out again.
Why? What's happened?
Half a pound on.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh,
what fucking ever.
That's really, really
It's not
annoying.
Fair. It's now got to the stage where it's actually not fair.
Mm.
and
I would be fuming at that.
Yeah, thank you.
Only because you literally, for 2 weeks now, you've given up a lot.
Thank you.
For nothing in return.
Thank you. And now, I obviously did have multiple wines that day
in London. Mm. Yeah,
but that is that. Not enough. That has to balance out the sacrifices I made. I might as well have had a fucking Big Mac.
Yeah, you might as well have done.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think you've eaten enough anyway. So.
I think it's one of those, again, how many times do we say this, where you've not eaten enough, so your metabolism slows down, and consequently, you don't lose.
Don't people say as well that you need to have a really bad day and eat a load of crap?
To start your metabolism
start
up again.
Off again.
Well, I'm never going to do that, Victoria, so I'll never know. I will never, ever know. But half a pound on, I was not happy with.
No, that's really annoying.
Yes, thank you. I went to a different slimming group.
Oh, that changes everything then.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point.
When did you get what?
I got weighed 11 o'clock Monday morning.
Oh, no. Well, then actually, then it should have been better because then it's in the morning.
Don't point that out. But anyway, they gave every single member a Valentine's chocolate.
Sabotage.
I know. The guy I work with, he said, well, of course, I want you to fucking put weight on
exactly,
and come back.
Come back.
No, it was one and I sinned it. I put two sins down for it. I had it before I sat in the car.
Can
I couldn't
we
get it down fast enough.
About another potential sabotage that might happen this week, though.
Go on.
That bloody Bruce cake.
Oh, we've got a message coming up about the Bruce cake. So let this be a tease.
Okay.
Let somebody else introduce this to you because stay there. Wait till you hear the story of the Bruce cake and brace your fucking selves. That's all I'm saying. We will get to that. This year, though, we really want to celebrate your NSVs, your non-scale victories. We've got to love ourselves. We've got to... Should I ever get any? We've got to celebrate...
Joe, come on. Stop being so hard on yourself.
I'm annoyed. If you do have an NSV, please do let us know. You do get an NSV sticker if we read yours out, like Jones, who says, in September, I got measured properly for a bra.
Yay, we're all at it.
It's only taken till I'm 61, but the results are absolutely fabulous. Everything looked better, despite coming to terms with 34G boobs. Fast forward to yesterday, having lost nearly 2 stone, the new bras seemed a bit big.
Wow.
Off I go to be measured again to find I'm now a 32G.
God, that is massive.
So I've still got enormous boobs, but I've not been a size 32 since school. I feel great. Deals get expensive. They are pricey, a nice bra.
Because that's the thing, so she's obviously slim around the back, but she's still got the girls.
She's still
that's very big.
Lot of chat. I would like Joan to let us know what happened after she washed the bras.
Yeah. Get in touch. Good. Label your message. Drawstring bag, please.
Right then, before we get your final messages, let's find out how producer Paul has done this week.
I forgot we need to find out
we
about
are
him.
All waiting.
Tough week for me, guys.
Oh, you had the Super Bowl.
Yes, I had the Super Bowl.
Oh, bad luck to your team.
Yeah, thanks. My team versus Taylor Swift.
Oh, she did well, didn't she? Bless
yeah,
her.
What a yeah,
good
she did.
Girl.
And all those years where I don't know anyone else who's into American football and no one will talk to me about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The one the year that my team are in it and lose, I come back to work 2 days later and it's still in the frigging news because Taylor Swift's
That's the power
still
that she
doing...
has over us, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay? Yeah. Did you come for eat after your team?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you have your big breakfast?
Had a mass. So how we do it now, because it's on overnight on a Sunday.
It's ridiculous.
I don't wake up. I don't stay up for it anymore. What I do is wake up Monday morning, have the day off from work, go internet lockdown and watch it over a giant fried breakfast.
How long does it last for? Because it was like for 6 hours on TV.
It was the third longest Super Bowl ever because it was a super. It was a long halftime show that Usher did, and also it went into overtime the game. So it was about 5 hours.
Oh fuck that!
Jesus. Yeah,
fuck that.
That's crazy. So you've got fry up before you knew things were bad.
Fry up, yeah. Yes.
What happened during and then especially after?
No, just fry up. So that was, as we record on a Tuesday, this was only yesterday this happened.
Yep.
Did have a larger meal for dinner, although skipped lunch yesterday. Before that, though, on the Saturday, we'd had a Chinese. There's a one gluten-free Chinese near us. So we really go crazy in the order. It cost 50 quid, this Chinese, for a family of three.
Yeah, but it probably lasts a while.
Bear in mind, my son eats boiled rice, chips, and prawn crackers that are free. So my wife and I essentially had 48 quid's worth of Chinese between two of us.
Never been more jealous.
Can I just say, though, out being, you know, celiac.
The people's celiac.
It's really inconvenient for you because there's loads of things that you can't have. Mm.
Yeah.
Every single week you mention a takeaway of some sort.
So
I don't think you're doing that bad.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, but I have to work harder for it. I've got to drive right across the city to get it. Okay.
Anyway,
I was in London with Jo on Wednesday while she was eating excessively with all the platter in front of her.
Egg sandwiches.
There was not a single gluten-free thing I could eat.
Oh, that is quite bad.
It was so funny. Oh, sorry, it wasn't funny, but it was funny,
that's
though, wasn't
quite
it?
Yeah, it
was. No, it is. What did you have to go and get? Did you have some nuts
in your
bag? I
brought salted peanuts with me, and that's what I ate all day.
I swear to God. Well, we were all like, I had crisps, sarnies on a lovely crusty roll. Beautiful. He stood there looking glum in the corner with a fucking bag of peanuts and a glass of water. It was so sad.
Oh, that is quite bad, though.
It's so sad.
In fairness to our company, they did ask if anyone has dietary requirements,
but
I didn't say anything because...
You didn't answer emails. It's too big.
But I don't like to, because that's what also happens is they'll go... They'll bring it all out in a bunch of strangers. Where's Paul? Paul, here's your gluten-free in the corner there.
What? We've got 16 about it on a bloody podcast. What's the problem with being in a room?
Yeah, but you know what? We went out once and he told them they were celiac and they brought out a whole platter of celiac-friendly food that was shit. And he felt like he had to eat it all.
That's the problem. I feel like I've got to eat it all. It was full vegetarian pizza.
Which he didn't want.
Which was not nice. And I, all
again,
of it.
Again, makes me laugh every time. So, I love
but
it.
But only, our other actual celiac listeners.
But they're not we as support pedantic them. And stupid as him. So no, we do true. Support you and we hope you find lots
so
of
you've
nice
had
food.
A bit of a crazy week then, really, food-wise.
Yeah, and P.S. mini eggs. Mini eggs in my life now. I'm
How
eating
are they
a lot
celiac,
of them.
Hello?
Yeah, they're gluten-free, yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I put on 3 pounds.
Yeah!
Did you?
Yes.
Great.
Things are really bad now, guys.
No, things
Go
are
on,
great.
Tell us what you are stat-wise.
So that means I am now, I've put on 2 pounds this year. So I started the year the heaviest I've been in 2 years. And I'm
that?
2 pounds above that now.
Oh, poor you.
Really great.
Yeah, but things are not good.
That was despite not having lunch on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it, despite eating nothing but peanuts.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's just...
Do you know what, though, Victoria? The amount of times we've done this podcast...
Oh, it's so easy to do it. It's so easy to lose weight.
Yeah. And he said to us, you do realise that we're halfway through the year and you've not lost a fucking pound yet? With his smug, patronising words.
Oh.
It's so good when karma hits... I
also
love it.
Great song by Taylor Swift.
We're not talking about her anymore.
She's currently banned. Anyway, let's go back to being friends with him. Oh, never mind, Paul.
What a shame. Try harder next week, darling.
Yeah? You just got to put the graft in. It'll come good.
Okay, but
it'll catch up.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, guys, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, dieting, not fun.
Well, really? No.
Okay, let's... Yeah. Let's not go down that avenue. Well done, Paul. Not well done, Paul.
Okay.
Let's get some of your questions that you've sent in this week and brace yourself for this first one. Such a belter.
Philippa France says, can we talk about cake, please?
Yes, we can.
All day, every day. I have a challenge for you. Please will someone try Bruce from Get Baked and report back.
What is Bruce?
I live on a rock in the Bristol Channel, aka Lundy, and I can't get one delivered. I'm hoping to try and get one sent to my mum's for when I'm next on the mainland, but I just want to know if it's worth it.
Now, this is a cake that's doing the rounds TikTok. Oh, everyone I've shown it to goes, oh, yeah, I think I've seen that. Like, so people are aware it is... What's that, a foot? It's a foot. Here's what I'm going to say it is. Then make your own mind up. I think it's a foot long piece of cake, and it is very short bits of cake, ganache,
How many layers do we think about?
1,000. I don't know.
About eight layers, maybe?
So more. Surely it's a foot deep, a foot high, isn't it? Because it's like a slice of a cake, so it's a very high cake.
Yeah. And it's called the Bruce because of Matilda. When Bruce Bogtrot asked to eat that massive
chocolate. Oh, is that? Okay. I didn't even know. I just accepted that someone had called a cake Bruce.
No, that's what it's based on. The Bruce Bogtrotter cake from Matilda. Because he's forced to eat that massive chocolate cake by himself.
Jesus, it looks good.
So it's based on that.
Now, I have been on the website to have a little browse after Philippa told us about Bruce.
/ sabotage.
And I said to Victoria, give me your home address. If I can get us a slice of this cake each... We're having it.
Yeah.
Now, you can only order it on Mondays and Thursdays.
Don't tell people that, Joe.
Oh, sorry, Tuesdays and Friday. You can only order
even less chance
twice
now.
A week.
Yep.
You have to order it at 10 o'clock, right, in the morning. And I went on, I was busy at work. I went on at 10:08 on Monday and they'd all gone.
Really? Okay.
And now I've never wanted it more. Because I can't have it.
I would say I'll try as well, but there's very, very high chance that we'll both end up sending it to each other and we'll end up with two massive slices each.
Okay, let's not let that put us off. I want to know, I think it's in Leeds.
Yes.
And yeah. I would be happy to drive up if I was guaranteed.
Is it a shop? It's a bakery?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because I think we've got...
Because it's called Get Baked. And Paul, you thought that was sinister.
Yeah, well,
you thought we were all going to be high.
I mean, again, I don't mind either way.
Okay.
But it's
so let's check that, though, before your son goes...
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Goes face deep into Bruce.
Yeah, Get Baked suggests it's... Yeah, it's got weed in it.
I've done a lot of research.
I don't think it would be quite as viral and as sought after.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, it would be
good name, either way.
Has anybody tried Bruce? Does anybody know... What's the trick getting your hands on Bruce?
Is anybody within walking distance
of Bruce? Could,
yeah, get us some and then send us down.
Yeah, we will reimburse you.
Yeah. No. Either way, we've got to try it now.
It's on getbaked.something. So yeah. I don't know what it is, but they're not paying for ads.
I mean, if you Google Get Baked, though, you're going to see some websites.
All right, the podcast.
Do Get Baked Bruce and then just see what you get. And really tell us, because there'll be someone who's had it and they'll be able to say whether it's worth all the hype.
Talking of recommendations from a listener, I know Philip has suggested that there. You sent me gluten-free donuts that came from a listener from a company called Burra 22, I think.
Okay.
They arrived about an hour ago at my house, a dozen ring donuts.
I don't know about this.
Gluten-free donuts.
Why did you say donuts?
Well, because a listener suggested it to him. Because we get a lot of gluten sympathists.
Do you buy them for yourself?
Yes, I bought them.
Oh, I thought you were saying that we bought in bloody donuts. No, I don't flip.
We can only hope your wife's eaten them all before you get home.
I mean, there is a good chance she loves a ring donut, like a glazed ring donut.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a dozen at our house now, yeah.
So what we're saying is, you suggest things to us, and we go elbows deep for it. We really do. We love it. So keep them coming in. And update on the Bruce, the minute anybody has any news, keep us posted. Because you can't get older.
I'm obsessed now, thanks to you.
Marisa Hebron says, I would like a plan. Just someone to tell me what to eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. I know how to lose weight. I've gone back running and we all know exercise makes you fat. I don't feel like I'm being that bad. I had flu at the start of the year, lost nearly half a stone, but then I found it again.
Oh, no.
I think that's the running. This week's plan is overnight oats for breakfast, soup or salad for lunch, and protein carb vegetable dinner with smaller portions. Low-fat yogurt for dessert and no picking. I'm hitting 50 this year. And I don't want that to be in stone.
That sounds like a perfect week, that does. I'm invested, so I want Marissa to let us know.
I would. And listen, I think we should start maybe sharing, because people write down a week plan, don't they?
Yeah.
Of food. Get on our community page and help Marissa out, because she's... And don't go on there looking for that cake we've just said. Because now we're back to being healthy.
Or producer Paul's would be Wednesday. Peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Peanuts, water... So, yeah. Marissa, honestly, any help you can give Marissa, get on our definitely. Community
and
page.
Always inspiration for us. Because I hate thinking of things to cook.
Always.
Okay, we end on a Valentine's Day tale. Fiona Simpson says, "It was my first Valentine's Day with my now husband. I was wooing him with a delicious three-course meal.
Lovely.
Nice.
The starter was homemade walnut bread to dip into baked camembert.
Oh, ooh, well done.
Lovely. Before I started kneading the bread, he presented me with a beautiful pair of earrings, which I immediately put on. I then disappeared back into the kitchen and got the bread into the oven. We went back to chill on the sofa while dinner cooked. I put my hand up to my ear and I realised that I was missing an earring.
Oh no.
I began to think it must have dropped off into the bread. So when we sliced it and ate it, we checked meticulously and ended up crumbling up what we didn't eat. It took me 2 weeks, but I eventually found it in one of the fridge door shelves.
Oh,
under
no.
some garlic bulbs.
Wow.
I'm just as bad as losing things now 10 years later, but apparently my cooking skills are worth the drama.
Oh, nice. No.
All that bread and you're just breaking it apart.
Just ripping it all.
Bless.
Not a sexy Valentine.
No, no. But a good one.
But thank you for that. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Let's crown our Slimmer of the Week,
producer which is Paul, you're not looking at me.
Paul, you say it.
Well done, Victoria. Slimmer of the Week.
Yeah.
Well done. Really well done. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members, back here on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.